This is the Love That Album Compilation Edition, covering soundtracks, tribute albums, best ofs, box sets, and more. That gypsy woman's got me under control. She fed me lies as she cast her spells. That gypsy woman's really ringing my bells. Answer her. She took me to my knees and now she's got me praying.
Eric Reanimator back with another compilation edition. This time around, we're going to be talking about some garage and some punk, mainly some punk. Started off there with a band called Ann Arbor. Yeah, I had to do it. That's spelled A-N-A-R-B-O-R, one word. And this track comes off one of these Warped Tour compilations that I have, put out by Side One Dummy Records. These are the kind of compilations that they hand out, they sell cheap to get people all hyped up for the Warped Tour, or excuse me, the Vans Warped Tour. For those of you who don't know, Vans is a style of shoe. I've never actually owned a pair of Vans. I think I've tried to buy them once and they didn't fit. At any rate, the Warped Tour is a long-running, at this point, summer festival that features punk bands. And when I say punk bands, I mean everything under the punk umbrella. I know in the past, bands like the Groovy Ghoulies, or Epitaph bands like Rancid, or Pennywise, or any of those kinds of bands would play the Warped Tour, but over the years it evolved, you get different acts, and these compilations are a good way to introduce people to bands that are going to be appearing on each year's iteration of the tour. The thing about these compilations is they can produce them cheaply because they're just taking tracks from these bands that already exist. They're not paying for studio time, they're not worrying about the promotion, they're not worrying about any of that. In fact, I'm willing to bet that some of these bands had to pay to be on these compilations, because, ladies and gentlemen, that's how the music business works. The fact of the matter is that I did not pay a lot for these compilations. I picked them up in thrift stores or at library sales or that kind of thing for a couple bucks each. My theory has always been, hey, these compilations are a great way to check out a bunch of bands, and there's tracks on here by bands I already know and like. So let's take a listen, see what we got here.
Sweet.
that's actually just a starting sample of what you find on these compilations. Both of these comps have two discs, and each disc has somewhere between 23 and 27 tracks. So that's a lot of music that you get. And even if some of the songs don't work for you, this is, you know, quick, fast punk rock. They'll be over soon. You're guaranteed to find something that you like. I mostly just played stuff by bands that I don't really know much about. Well, I start off with the band Anti-Flag, which I do know a little bit about. They go way back to the 90s, once upon a time. One of their former members was pen pals with my brother, and we saw them live. They were pretty cool, but I don't remember them being anywhere near as catchy as that first song. Followed it up with the Cobra Skulls, the Riverboat Gamblers, and then a band called Amber Pacific. So moving on, I'm going to play some more stuff off these compilations, but I'm going to be playing some bands that I actually know. Bands like the Alkali Trio, the Bouncing Souls, a little GBH for some old, by old I mean 1970s, 1980s, original punk rockers. Some Tiger Army to get you all some psychobilly in here, and maybe some Killswitch Engage, which is much more metalcore. So I'm going to play some of that stuff, and then we'll come back on the other side, and we will talk about the other compilation that I'm going to talk about this time around, and we'll talk about it because I'm doing the talk about thing. So anyways, here we go. Punk rock of the 2000s, the melodic, the fast, the snotty, the driven by attitude and adolescent angst, I mentioned the melodic, and I think that's what really stands out to me when I listen to stuff off of these compilations, is even with some of the more hardcore and some of the more metal and some of the more, quote, brutal stuff, there's definitely a melodic bass, a hook that the listener can glom onto if you're willing to listen. You know, the famous Kickboy Face comment about new wave being bullshit because there's punk, there's rockabilly, there's ska, all of that kind of stuff. That is the umbrella of what these compilations offer up, and that indeed what the Warped Tour itself offers up. I'm going to leave with a little GBH, and we'll come back on the other side and we'll talk some Motor City Rock and Roll. That is the Electric Six with I Am a Demon and I Love Rock and Roll. And I don't know if that's inspired by Rocky Erickson or if that's inspired by Sweatmaster. Somehow I don't think the Electric Six know about Sweatmaster. At any rate, this is the Ghetto Blaster Volume 2 compilation from 2002, recorded live at Motor City Brewing Works, Detroit. I'm just going to read what it says on the back of the liner note here. It has been 5 years since the release of Ghetto Blaster Volume 1. With Volume 2, we revisit some of the original contributing groups and bring you a number of new ones. Don't look for any signs of evolution. Not in 5 years. Some say a Detroit decade equals one human year, or maybe it's just timeless. As timeless as politics, love, war, and rock and roll disasters. With Ghetto Blaster Volume 1, we brought beer to the studio. With GB2, we bring the studio to the brewery. That's right, friends. Tube amps, cheap guitars, broken organs, 5,000 gallons of beer. A recipe for oblivion. Keeping the neighbors at bay, the cops away, the beer flowing, and the tape machine rolling is no small feat. But we did it, and here's the smoking gun. All tracks are recorded live at Motor City Brewing Works in the heart of Detroit's Cash Quarter. The bands played amidst the fermentation tanks while the tape machines turned away on the floor above in the brew house. Nothing makes for a better recording environment than that malt dust and chaos. And if things needed a little more oily, you can always get a drummer to spit scotch on the mixing desk. Some said it couldn't be done, others said it shouldn't be done. But the spirit of all good things in the D, we did it anyways. So here you are. A love note to the world from all your brothers and sisters in the Motor City. Yeah, that's some hyperbole. I don't necessarily agree with all of it, but then again, who am I? I'm the one with the microphone at the moment, so maybe I'll just shut up and we'll check out some tunes and see if it lives up to the hype. I gotta be honest, I gotta say that when I picked this up, it was kind of a lark, it was kind of a joke, because I was professionally, what's the word, jealous, I guess, of a lot of these bands. They got some play, they got some buzz. Meanwhile, my scene, the guys I was hanging out with, making records with, the bands I was going to see, not just here in Ann Arbor, but in Europe, we're getting no buzz and no play locally. No matter how close to the sounds of these bands they were. You know, if you listen, you hear the Motown, you hear the Soul, you hear the Stooges, you hear the MC5, you hear the rock and roll, you hear the Bob Seger. It's all in there. It's all in that DNA, that primordial, proto, whatever you want to call it from Detroit, that kicking out the jams. I mean, that's the only way I can say it. You know, it's that down in Brisbane doing the TPBR thing. Anyway, I have to grudgingly admit some of these bands are pretty good. And at the time I thought one or two of them were good, but I didn't really listen to them. And maybe I didn't give them a chance, but now I am. It's a solid compilation. If you can find one of these, pick it up for a couple bucks, it's worth it. Who knows, you might find a new favorite song. What we checked out was The Hetchmen, Co and the Knockouts, The Sights, The Volbeats. I'm going to leave now with what's probably the two best tracks on this comp. The Outrageous Cherry, or there's called Outrageous Cherry, track that's If It's What You Want. And then The Paybacks, which were one of the bands that I kind of knew and that we kind of had a connection with and had a great sound. If you want to check out any of the bands on this compilation, The Paybacks should be it. We're going to end with their song Hollywood. This has been Eric Reanimator, and I'll catch you all next time.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.